Oasis Audio presents Treasuring Emma by Kathleen Fuller, read for you by Kirsten Potter. Chapter 1. Emma, I'm so sorry. Emma Shetler lifted her gaze to meet Mariah Miller's eyes. Mariah had been a good friend to her over the past year, and Emma had never noticed until now how blue her eyes were. Blue like the summer sky, and at this moment, full of compassion. Emma tried to swallow down the thorn of grief that blocked her throat. I appreciate you and your family coming by this afternoon. Your mommy was a very special fra. Mariah laid a hand on Emma's shoulder. The warmth of the gentle touch seeped through the thin fabric of Emma's black dress, the color of mourning, of death. Despite Mariah's comfort, that's what Emma felt inside. Dead. She glanced around the living room. As expected, most members of the church district were here to pay their respects and show their support. Dark dresses and white caps for the women, black pants and hats for the men, all of them in mourning clothes. They milled around the living room. Conversation and movement blurred into a meaningless cacophony of sound and motion. Emma tapped her toe against the polished wood floor of the old farmhouse, her nerves strung tight as a barbed wire fence. She should have been in the kitchen, preparing and serving the traditional meal, but her sister, Clara, had taken over the cooking and banished her to the living room. This was supposed to make her feel better? Stuck here, doing nothing? She spied her grandmother, Leona, across the room. Clara must have chased her out of the kitchen, too. Several women between the ages of 50 and 70 created a...